Well, good morning, Oak Grove. Now, at least all of you know why I don't lift this thing up here anyway, so that's one of the challenges of getting started this morning. Well, after having us being snowed out and having Dr. Don Byerly here last week, I feel like I've been on vacation. I haven't. I've been working. But it's good to be back together as we continue our step through Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, we're at verse 22 through 25. And we are going to look at the great exchange and try to understand some of the implications for what that means for us, even though it's talking about a wider scope. Let me just read the text and then move us into this journey.